Fayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's the Genre? I'm your host, Peter Torrente. And today, we got loads of new songs, lots of great tracks from the likes of Kim Petras, Great Grandpa, Churches, etc. So I hope everyone listening enjoys music. This first song is a song off of Kim Petras's new Halloween album titled Turn Off the Light. The song is called Wrong Turn, and I hope everyone likes it. Some spooky music from Kim Petras. That was Wrong Turn by Kim Petras off of her latest album, Turn Off the Light. Up next, I'm going to be playing the new Terror Jr. AO Beats collab titled 925, with all three words being the numbers, with the space in between. That's how it's stylized. This song, I don't know. They were saying on Twitter how it was an unexpected collaboration, but I don't know. It seems kind of like it should have happened already to me. Terror Jr. has collabed with Kid Froppy and some other people in the past who are related to Moving Castle, and AO Beats being one of the co-founders of the collective. It makes sense that Terror Jr. would collab with him. So this is 9 to 5 by Terror Jr. and AO Beats. Go to work, clean my body like a 9 to 5. If you need a braiding, go to church. All just right between my skirts. Go to work. That was 9 to 5 by Terror Jr. and AO Beats. A nice song that sounds as you would expect a Terror Jr. AO Beats collab to sound like. Up next, Silver Sphere released her Yikes EP this past week. I believe it was on Wednesday. And she has dropped a few singles off of this, coming off this EP. I don't really know too much about her music prior to these singles. I think she's dropped a few songs in the past year or so, but I didn't really start listening to her music until the first single off of Yikes. One of the artists I follow on Twitter, Instagram, reposted one of her songs, and so I listened to it. And this is I'll Go Goth by Silver Sphere off of her new EP, Yikes.
We'll be right back.
That was I'll Go Goth by Silver Sphere off of her new EP, Yikes. All right track. Definitely not my favorite EP of the year, but it's a solid EP. Not really, in my opinion, breaking any big boundaries, I guess, in terms of what it does. I think there's a lot of other albums and projects that do what this one does better that came out this year in, like, certain aspects. I don't think anything else is really doing the exact same thing, but, like, if you, like, look at each aspect, there's a lot of other projects I think that are doing things better, but it's still a good project, and I enjoyed listening to it. Up next, I'm going to be playing the new Big Thief song titled Forgotten Eyes. I am not the most intense fan of Big Thief. I do not know if they have a project coming out or not, but I do know this is the second single. I think it's the second single they've released with the same single art, so I would assume it's an EP or an album or something, but once again, I don't actively follow them, so I don't know. I just like a few of their songs. So this is Forgotten Eyes by Big Thief. What a nice track from Big Thief titled Forgotten Eyes. Up next, a great grandpa put out a new single off their upcoming album titled Bloom. And that is what I'll be playing for you right now. That was Bloom by Great Grandpa. I've actually really been enjoying the enjoying the new Great Grandpa tracks a lot. I haven't been listening to them as much as I should be, if I claim that I like them so much. But I don't know. I really like Great Grandpa's last project. I think the new tracks are sounding very good. And I hope the whole album comes together to be a strong project of its own. A little side note, my roommate, Elon, over the weekend won the National Skee-Ball League Championship, taking on a previous winner, not the last winner, but someone who has won multiple times the tournament, Joey the Cat. And Elon had a lot of tough matches against him, and he was able to conquer all of them. And I'm very proud of my roommate for playing the best he could. I'd still be very proud of him even if he didn't win, but he did win, and he made the match very exciting and interesting to watch, and I thought I would just shout him out for doing so. Up next, moving on from Elon Skee-Ball, I'm going to be playing the new song from Churches, Kojima of Kojima Productions, the guy who made the Metal Gear Solid games, left Konami a few years ago for the falling out of what the disaster of what was Metal Gear Solid 5. It was a good game, but like Konami, you know, they're not so great. But Kojima contracted the wonderful band Churches to make the theme song for his new game, which comes out later this month, I believe. Not very up-to-date on my video games, but I believe the game comes out later this month. But this song is also titled Death Stranding, and I believe one of my friends told me that this song will be the track that plays during the credits. So after you beat the game, this song will play during the credits. So this is Death Stranding by Churches. Let's make a toast to the time, waiting for tomorrow when we're played out by the band, drowning out our sorrows. What will become of us now at the end of time? That was Death Stranding by Churches. That is a powerful track. Probably one of Church's best best tracks they've done in a while. Not that their last album, Love is Dead, was bad. I enjoyed it. Not their best album. Their best album... their best album, in my opinion, being Every Open Eye. I know some people would disagree with me on that, but I personally really like that one. Love is Dead was good. Had some good tracks, but I think this new Death Stranding track really... really stands out. Definitely a lot better than that Marshmallow track. Don't really have much to say on that one. I had something to say. Now I don't remember what I was going to say. But up next, I'm going to be playing the new Sullivan King song. I know I played one last week. I know it was a little wild. This one's not as wild. But Sullivan King got an album coming out soon. I'm very excited for it. I've been a big fan of Sullivan King for a while now. Always putting on a good show, always popping up at other people's sets. I think I said this last week, but I think he's doing some really cool stuff in the EDM scene. This second track off the album really proves it to me that this album has the potential to be a really solid album, potentially one of the best EDM albums of the year. I really don't know what else. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head that's really going head to head with it. There hasn't really been that EDM album for me yet. I think most of the albums I've been enjoying have been pop and punk and rock records this year. I don't really think there's been rap too. There hasn't really been an EDM record. I think the closest thing to it might be 1000 Gex, but I wouldn't really consider that EDM. This is Ricochet by Sullivan King.
To burn the cross paths, but I know you hear me calling. I don't even say a word, and I hope you catch me falling right before we crash and burn. We'll be right back.
That was Ricochet by Sullivan King, being the second single off being released coming off of his, I mean, leading up to his new album that is coming out at some point. This next track is by Slander and Dylan Matthew, remixed by Company. They just put out a, by they, I mean Slander and Dylan Matthew, just put out a remix EP of their song Love Is Gone, and this is Company's take on the track. That was Love Is Gone by Slander, Dylan Matthew, and Company, because Company remixed that track. Up next, 88 Rising last year dropped, I believe it was last year, dropped a album over the summer called Head in the Clouds. It was a collaboration between names such as Joji, Rich Brian, Higher Brothers, Nikki, August 08. They got in some other artists such as Gold Link, and I'm really blanking on anyone else. And so it was a cool album that brought together all these artists from 88 Rising, and they got some artists from outside of the group. And this year, they're doing it again. It's a little past summer. I don't know if they're planning on trying to get it out in the over the summer or not, but they put out a few singles already. I believe Nikki put out a single called Indigo, very good track. Joji put out a song called Breathe, very good track. There might have been someone on that track with him, I do not remember. And I think this is the third song coming, the third single off the album. It might be the fourth. I just looked it up and it's the fourth single. This is a collaboration between Rich Brian and Chuang Ha. Definitely did not pronounce that right. My bad. And this is These Nights by 88 Rising.
Drive out, maybe end up in the hills. I don't know.
And now everyone who listened to that song is a K-pop fan now. That was These Nights by 88 Rising, coming, which is off of their upcoming album, Head in the Clouds 2. How much time do we have left? We have... Okay. I'm going to play the new new Drolo song titled Grind and Hustle. Hope you all enjoy. That was Grind and Hustle by Drolo. New song, great song, fun song. All these songs, fresh, this week. No old ones, all new ones. You know the show, you know the deal already. Up next, I'll be playing X's new song, Burnout. Good track, fun track. Everyone loves the track. I've been kind of sick all week. Not fun. Do not recommend. Don't really know what to say about that one. Couldn't sleep at all last night. Wasn't fun. Also do not recommend. And this track, Burnout by X's, I've listened to it approximately 1.5 times. And I wasn't paying attention. But it sounded good. So let's enjoy it, all right? Let's get into it. Let's dive into the song.
Uncharted, unfaded, no questioning what we're making. Untethered, unanchored, no, I'm calling you my baby, you're my favorite. To where the petals are pink. Yeah, I wanna stay by your side with the sun in my eyes till burnout. Baby, you're addicted to the way that
That was Burnout by X's. I discovered X's a few years ago when they dropped a song off of Moving Castle, and I've been a fan of them ever since. We're at an awkward point in the show where I don't have enough time to play two more songs, but I'm going to have some time if I just play one song. So we're going to talk instead for 2 seconds. So Kill the Noise and Snails were supposed to drop a song today titled Kill the Snails. Very exciting. I was excited for it. My friend Chris was very excited for it. And they didn't drop it. But I guess they're doing their Red Rocks performance tonight. So there's a chance they drop it at midnight tonight. Or they drop it during their Red Rocks performance. I don't know. I don't know anything about their management. I don't know why Spotify works the way it does. They took over a year to put out Shake the Ground, which is their other collaboration. So as long as it doesn't take a year for them to get Kill the Snails out, it'd be exciting. I would like to believe they have an album or EP on the way as well between the two of them, like a collaboration project. But we'll see. We'll see. for this last song, I'm going to be playing Die Alone by Phineas off of his new project, Blood Harmony. He tweeted saying, if you listen to one song off my project, it should be this one. So, yeah, it's a track. It's a good track to close out on. This is Die Alone by Phineas.
But you found me, you found me. Just as the smoke filled the room in the valley, you asked me, do you wanna die alone? Or watch it all burn down together? I said I'd rather try to hold on to you forever. Cause I know that I would love you, and I'm not letting go. If the sky darkens above you, I'll stay by your side.
That was Dialone by Phineas.
Oh, so sorry.
And some strange person just ran into the booth. My bad. There's lots of other songs I wanted to play today, but I didn't have time. Poppy put out a new song. Carrie Carabino put out a new song. Big Gigantic, Joyride, Pool Dad, G. Jones, Pegboard Nerds, Majid, Jordan, and plenty others. Doja Cat. Go listen to those. I know that was a lot. I said it very quickly. But you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been What's the Genre? I've been your host, Peter Torrente. Please tune in next week from 1 to 2 on Friday. Goodbye.